Senator Obama has been a member of the same church in Chicago for 20 years, where his pastor has been Reverend Jeremiah Wright, the man who performed the Obama's marriage ceremony, and the man Obama credits for the title of his book, The Audacity of Hope. Reverend Wright has built a large and loyal following at his church, the Trinity United Church of Christ, on Chicago's South Side. With a powerful voice and his strong words, Reverend Wright can be a mesmerizing presence.
The angels in heaven were singing, God never fails.
And he often uses the gospel to affirm his strong political views, as in this 2003 sermon, damning the United States for its treatment of blacks.
The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God damn America, that's in the Bible, for killing innocent people. God damn America for treating our citizens as less than human.
It's not known if Senator Obama was in the church on this day, but he has sought to play down Reverend Wright's overall approach.
I don't think that my church is actually particularly controversial.
During the campaign, the senator has defended what he calls Reverend Wright's social gospel.
So he was one of the leaders in calling for divestment from South Africa and some other issues like that. And he thinks it's important for us to focus on what's happening in Africa. And I agree with him on that.
But an ABC News review of more than a dozen sermons, which are offered for sale by the church, found Reverend Wright going far beyond issues of Africa. He refers to the U.S. as under the influence of the Ku Klux Klan.
And they will not only attack you if you try to point out what's going on in white America, U.S. of KKKA.
He regularly mocks black Republicans as sellouts.
They live below the sea level. They live below the level of Clarence Colin and condamnesia.
In his first sermon after September 11, 2001, Reverend Wright said the U.S. had brought on the attacks with its own terrorism.
We bombed Hiroshima, we bombed Nagasaki, and we nuked far more than the thousands in New York and the Pentagon, and we never batted an eye. We have supported state terrorism against the Palestinians and black South Africans, and now we are indignant! Because the stuff we have done overseas is now brought right back into our own front yards. America's chickens are coming home to roost.
Reverend Wright retired last month, but members of the church say he left a lasting impression on them and Senator Obama.
He spoke the truth, continues to speak the truth, and people can label that as radical, but I think it's insightful.
No, I wouldn't call it radical. I'd call it being black in America. It's not radical. How radical is that?
Reverend Wright declined to comment or appear on this program, as did Senator Obama. In his most recent appearance in Ohio, when he was asked about it, Senator Obama said that Reverend Wright was like an old uncle who sometimes says things I don't agree with.